It's not even midsummer yet, but already Lori Siebler can see that when school resumes for the fall, there will be a lot of eligible kids in Sonoma County who will not be going to preschool.
On our waiting list, we currently have 524-year-olds waiting for a space, and we have 358 three-year-olds waiting, and we'll be enrolling 305 children this fall, 3- and 4-year-olds combined.
Siebler works for the Community Child Care Council of Sonoma County, which operates 12 child care centers across the county. She says that unmet need, nearly two-thirds of those eligible kids this year, is increasing, and it varies from city to city within the county.
In Santa Rosa, there's a much higher demand than we have services available. In Petaluma, for all ages except 4-year-olds, that's going to be true as well. But right now, we are enrolling about 94-year-olds for the next school year, and we're having a hard time finding enough. It's not that the children are not there. It's just a matter of connecting them with our services and finding where those children are, and then the parents qualifying for the specific services that we have.
Those numbers don't include all preschool kids, just the ones whose families require financial assistance to cover the cost. So, as Sonoma County's Health Action Consortium prepares to push for universal preschool enrollment locally, Alfredo Perez, the executive director for First Five of Sonoma County, says it will require significantly more funding to get there.
We've got about 200 scholarships available when we know that the need is more like 2,000. That's the gap that everybody's realizing that's going to take significant investment.
But cost is not the only barrier to higher preschool enrollment rates, knows 4C's Lori Siebler. Other obstacles include schedules and location.
A lot of times the services are across town from families and they don't have a vehicle to take their child to a preschool service. That's one of the barriers. And then also we have a lot of rules and regulations and documentation that has to happen, and families for various reasons can't always meet that. Some of our programs, especially the ones in Petaluma, are full-day programs, so families have to be working or going to school during the hours that the program is available. And sometimes families work nights and weekends, and our centers are only open during the day.
It seems clear that achieving universal enrollment will also require building or opening additional preschool classrooms. But that's not easy, says Jenny Jewell, the Community Relations Director at 4Cs.
I'm looking at the Child Care Facilities Development Handbook of Sonoma County. The total estimated startup fees for opening up a new child care center in Santa Rosa is $14,660, and that was in 2011. But just as a comparison, the city of Sebastopol, the startup cost is $1,096 instead of $14,000.
And the reason for that big disparity?
The use permit fee for Santa Rosa is the majority of that cost. The use permit fee for Santa Rosa is $12,255, and really no other city in Sonoma County is that high, anywhere close to that high.
The newly approved state budget includes expanded funding to support preschool for 4-year-olds from low-income families, but finding funds and expediting the process to increase availability for them may be more complicated. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.